Hey, Shmulik. Shalom.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Chevra. Maybe you can maybe bring that table a little closer here. That one over there. All right. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we're going to be learning today's three chapters, Rambam, starting with Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Asiri. Final chapter of Hilchos Teshuva. We're going to be making the siyum of Sefer Mada, and we're going to be starting Sefer Ahava, beginning with Hilchos Kriya Shema, learning chapters 1 and 2. So let us start now with the 10th and the final chapter of Hilchos Teshuva of Sefer Mada. Perek Asiri has 6 halachas. After the Rambam spoke so much about the meaning of the schar and the oinish and where they will be, about Olam Haba, the Rambam concludes by saying, Halacha Aleph, Al Yoimer Adam. A person should not say that Hareini Oisim Mitzvahs HaToyre V'Oisik V'Chachmasa, that I'm going to be fulfilling the mitzvahs. I'm going to be occupying myself in Torah. Kedei She'akabol Kol HaBrachos HaKesuv Hizba, in order for me to receive all of the blessings that are written in the Torah, that's not my purpose, that should not be one's purpose, or for a person to merit the extraordinary life in the world to come, or a person should not say that I'm going to be the Efresh Min HaAveiros, I'm going to separate myself from transgressing everything that the Torah forewarned me not to do, for me to be saved from all of the curses contained in the Torah. For me not to be cut off from the life of the world to come, says the Rambam, Ein ro'uy la'avodas Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not fitting to serve Hashem in this manner. Sheha'oved al derech zeh, a person who's serving Hashem motivated by the above, who oved mi'yira, is considered someone who's serving God out of, the Rambam uses the word yira, fear, and ve'enoy ma'iles hanavim. That's not the level of the prophets, not even the level of Chachamim. And the Ein Oivdim Hashem al Derech Zeh, it's not proper who serves Hashem on this level, Ella Ami Ha'aretz, simple people, common people, Bahamnoshim Bahaktanim, people that have a weakness in Das. And over there, for them, Shemachanchin Oisim La'avid Meyidah, that they should be trained to serve Hashem out of fear, because since they lack das, at least initially, if not for that fear, or if not for that, in the positive, for that love, they might not do the mitzvahs. But that's not ideal. And that's only a step, until their das becomes strengthened, and then they will be able to step up, the yavdu mi'ahava, and they will serve Hashem out of love. Now, in other words, serving Hashem out of love, that Rambam is writing, is Milas Hanaviyim and Milas Chachanim. But as it becomes evident in Halacha Beis that there are many levels of serving God out of love, there is the basic level. And now he's going to speak about even a greater level, that Ha'oived Ni'ahava, the person is serving God out of love, Oisik Ba'Torah, and that's going to inspire the person to be fully occupied in the learning of Torah and committed to the keeping of all the mitzvahs. And V'hoylech B'Nesivus HaChachma, the person is going to be walking in the paths of wisdom, as we learned in Hilchos Deyois, the idea of B'chol Rechecha De'eyo, B'chol Masach Yid L'Shem Shamayim. A person who does that, Loi Mipnei Davar Ba'olam, not for any type of ulterior motive. Loi Mipnei HaYira, Yira Sodah, not because the person is afraid of that to which not good might happen to him if he doesn't do the above. V'loi Kedei Lida Shatoiva, not to acquire benefit. But a person who reaches a very high level of serving God in the Ahava, which is called Oisa Ha'emes Mipnei Shehi Emes, doing the truth because it's true, and V'soifa HaToiva Lava Biglala, and good will come because of it. Now, this last liner, that good will come because of it, just say two nekudas over here. First of all, doing the emes because it's emes means not serving God to be connected to God, which is already a level of ahavas Hashem, which Chachamim have. This is a very high madrega. Not even serving God to be connected to God. Serving God for no reason at all. Doing it because it's the emes. That is something that brings the blessings of the Torah down to the Gashmiyazdika world in a tangible way. The Soif HaToiva Lava Biglala, that's what the Rebbe says, knows when a person does mitzvahs and they are blessed, even the Gashmiyaz, that's a symptom, that's a consequence of serving God because it's the ends. Not that you're doing it that way. Like, how do I know if I'm really serving God on this highest level of emes? Of Abba, not for any reason at all, if I can see the benefit right away. So that's the ultimate goal, but this is something very difficult to achieve. Because many people serve Hashem Ahava, many great tzaddikim serve Hashem Ahava, and they're not necessarily blessed in this world. Only a person who reaches this level is someone who will see all of the benefits, even down the Gashmias. So that's almost like, am I there yet? How is my life? If I'm still in Galus, I'm not there yet. Serving the emes is the highest level of Avas Hashem, which is why the implication of a Halacha Aleph is that serving Hashem Mi'ava is the Maila of Leviyim and Chachamim. And now that Rambam writes, U'maila zuhi maila gedoyla ma'ayit, ve'ein kol chacham zeicha lozeh. This highest level of serving God for no reason at all, not even to be connected to Him. Could be this is idea of a tzaddik b'tzaddik, tzaddik galalim. Yeah, no, there's levels, and the halacha aleph is one level, halacha beis is even a greater level, and not even the chachamim are soichet to that. And the he mailos Avraham Avinu, shekaroya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a God called Avraham Avinu, the one who loves me, meaning shaloi avad ela mi ahavo. And the he hamailos shetzivanu bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aledei Moshe Shenema, when it says, v'yohavta es Hashem alikecha, that is the goal that we're striving to get. When a person will love God in a proper manner or a love that's deserving of God, the person will be motivated to do all of the mitzvahs on this highest level of ahava.
Did Gemara talk about a level of yira me'ahava?
Not only that, not only yira me'ahava, but really we learn in Chassidus that the yira ilah is even higher than ahava ilah. There's a lot here in this Rambam. But clearly the Rambam is speaking about many levels of ahava.
He's not going to go back to the higher level of yira.
No, he's not addressing yira at all. He's only speaking about yira tata. Another, just to point out that the Rambam changes from oivid and yasem. He speaks about serving and doing. And the Rebbe writes that when the Alter Rebbe writes in Taina ma'aseinu va'avoidoseinu, the Rambam is using the words of the Rambam that keeps on going between doing, ma'ase, and avoida. The Rebbe didn't explain why there's a change and what the difference is, but just to point out that he's speaking about Maisa and Avoida. Halachi Gimel. The Kate said, Iyahava Haru'uyam, who Sheyavas Hashem Ahava Gedeli Yaseira Azum Oid. What is the proper level of Ahava? The Rebbe holds every halacha speaking about another level of love. That's to love Hashem such in such a great and passionate way. That his nefesh is bound in the love of God. The nimsa shoyga batamid to a level where he's obsessed with that. It's like a person who's lovesick. Which what's the effect of that level of love? Like in between a man and a woman, that he's not able to stop thinking about her. And he's constantly obsessed with her. Whether he's sitting down, whether he's standing up, whether he's eating, whether he's drinking. Even more than this should be the love of those who love Hashem on the level that they are constantly obsessed with God. And this is the commandment. And dafka both words, which is another interpretation of b'chol nafshecha, the pshat is we learned above kiddush Hashem. Here we're speaking about different levels of love. There's one with all of your heart, and then there's one that's more with your heart, with all of your soul. And v'hu sheshleimu ama derech mashal ki choylas ahava ani. That King Solomon says to God that I am lovesick. And the whole Shir HaShirim is a parable describing the love that a yid should aspire to have to God. Halacha dalet. Amru chachamim harishayim. Shema taimer, lest the person declare, Hareni loyme taira b'shvil sheyei asher. I'm going to learn taira to be wealthy. I'm going to learn taira for people to call me a rebbe. I'm going to be learn taira in order for me to get to schar v'olam haba. For that, God writes, no, don't do it for that. Li'avas Hashem, that kol mashata oisim leitasu ela mi'ahava. And v'oidom ruchachamim, when we have in Tehillim the mitzvahs of chafetz ma'oid. So what should we desire? Not the reward of the mitzvahs. We should desire the mitzvah. The mitzvah means, like Hasidus says, that in the mitzvah Hashem put himself. There's godliness in the mitzvah. So we desire the mitzvah for the mitzvah. The great sages would command the more understanding of their students. That what specifically, in other words, understanding that not everyone can reach this level, but they challenge those who are able to get there. That al tiyu kavadam avasham shemesarav in order to get reward. Hello, mipneishu shuhu harav, and therefore royal l'shamshay. Simply by the fact that he is the master, it's befitting to serve him. Kolaymer, that's the meaning of serving Hashem mi'av. Again, to be medayik, the Rebbe's medayik, that every paragraph is speaking about another level of av. Now, after saying all of the above, some people can learn this and feel, well, I am not there. Maybe if I'm not there, so I shouldn't do the mitzvahs. He's telling me it's not befitting for me to serve God out of yira or for ulterior motives. I'm not there, so I won't do it. No, that don't do either. Halachei. Kol oisik b'Torah, kedei lekabel schar. If a person is not on the level of the above, he's learning Torah shaloi lishma to get reward. Oy kedei shaloi tegei olaf puranios. He's learning Torah not to get punished. So that's called oisik shaloi lishma. A person who's not doing it out of fear, nor not doing it to get reward, but out of the love for the master of the entire universe, and he commanded me to learn it, so I love him, so therefore I'm motivated to do the Torah. That's called Oisik Ba Lishma. So there you go, Rabbi Shalman. What's Shema? You have to just know how to learn this halacha. That's called learning Torah Lishma. And the sages say, that a person should always be occupied in learning Torah. And even if I am still at that level, good for you. Do it. Learn Shaloi Lishma. Because Shaloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. Now the Shaloi Lishma that the Rambam described in Halacha Hey is not Lekantir. Lekantir means some people learn in order to have enough information to refute those who represent the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's not accepted. That's called lekanter. He's speaking about either for the desire of reward or not to get punished. And like Hasidim say, the Hasidim says that the metoich of the Shaloi Lishma, we already spoke this out, that even when the person is on the level of Shaloi Lishma, their godly soul is learning it Lishma, because our godly soul loves God. I'm not aware of it yet. In my Shaloi Lishma, there's already the Lishma. So lefikach, since we accept the learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, start where you're at Abi Gelerent. That's why Malamdem is like Tanim, the Esanoshim, the Chlalam Yoretz, using the word of Das, people that are not able yet to develop a genuine love of God. Let me just explain the words of Das, the meaning of this, that people feel this is a little bit not respectful to women. I don't know. Nashim Datim Kalos, which means that how do we develop love for God? How do you love God? How do you command the feeling? That Rambam is going to write exactly the premise of Chabad Chassidus, that you have to learn a lot about God. And the more you understand and learn about God and godliness, so your mind will affect your heart. The link between the mind and the heart, for that we need Das. Certain people have strong Das, certain people have a weak Das. People who are not yet, if the Das is not strong yet, it's going to take time to feel the love, even after learning about God. So during that period where you still don't have Das, do a Chalai Lishma. And therefore, teach them to serve Meiro. Teach them to do it for reward. Because when you aim too high, when you tell a person, this is to do it only when you love God, people will walk away by saying, listen, I want to be honest with myself. I don't love God yet. If I'm doing it, I'm only going to do it Chalai Lishma. And if it's not, if that's not the way to go, then I'm not going to do it at all. The Rambam says, don't do it that way. But that's only the first step. Everyone is able eventually to come to the level of loving God. Until their knowledge will grow, and God will give them even more chachma. And slowly, this secret should be revealed to them. That really there's a higher way of connecting to God. There's a higher motivation that we should ascribe to, aspire to. And we make the initiate get accustomed to this higher level slowly. And final halacha vav says that Rambam davar yidu abar. It's well known and it's clear. She'ein ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nekshedes b'libo shel adam, that a person will not be able to really feel this feeling of love, or a person will be unable to be attached to this level of love. Unless the person is constantly focused on Avas Hashem, meaning that this level of love is very exclusive. Can't love two things. Lower levels of love, you could, but when it comes to really loving God, it's either you love anything other than God, or you only love God. V'yazev kol ma'ase ba'olam. Not abandoning the Rambam wrote in Hilchas Deis, where we are against people behaving in a way where they are completely separated from the world. But we're speaking about love. You got to pick who you're going to love. It's this or it's either or. As he's quoting from Shema, with all of your heart and with all of your soul. That means there's no place left in your heart and soul for another love. That's number one. So first of all, if people feel ahava towards what anything else, they're not there yet. Then he writes, in order to reach that level, you have to use your moyach of das, and according to the deyateya ahava. So you can have people that have a lot of chachma and bina. But if they don't develop the power of becoming connected to that which you know, so you can know something but you're not connected to it, das miloshen hiskashos, to be makasha yourself with that which you know, then you don't have das. If you don't have das, you're not going to have the feeling. Imaat maat the imaharbe harba. It's my pasha chachma bina, and then review it and be makasha your das, be makasha yourself to it. Until slowly and slowly, the person will develop love to God. And lefikach tzarech ha'adam liyachet atzmai, a person should seclude himself, designate times, lahavin ulahaskel b'chachmais utfunais, to understand better, both with chachma and with bina, those ideas that help the person better understand our Creator. Kifikayach sheyesh ba'adam, lahavin ulahasik. And those are the ideas of the first four chapters of Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah, Ma'aseh Merkava and Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the more you go back to that, that's a full circle. The more a person is going to have Avas Hashem, and that's going to be the ultimate path that we should work on in our service of God. And with this, the Rambam writes, B'rich Rachman of Nisayon, that blessed be the merciful one who assisted us in concluding the first book, Nigmar Sefer Rishon, which is Sefer Mado, Uminyan Perakov, Shisha Barboim Perakim, the Rambam is mamish going back. It's called Klal Uprat Uklal. That's what the Rambam does now. Now he goes back to the Klal. Hilchas Yisoyda Atreira, 10 Perakim, Hilchas Deya, 7 Perakim, Hilchas Tamal Treira, 7 Perakim, Hilchas Abizor of Chubis Agoyim, Shnei Maser Perakim, and Hilchas Shuba is Asara Perakim. And now we're going to start the second Sefer Ahava. The connection between Mada and Ahava is clear, because the purpose of Mada was to understand in your mind, to use your das, to come to Ahava Hashem. So now he begins with the book of Ahava. And as the Rambam does in the beginning of every single Sefer, he quotes a pasuk from Nach. Here it's a pasuk from Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Mo ahavti toresecha. Oh, how I love your Torah. Kol ayoyim isichasi. This is my discussion the entire day. And this is the second Sefer, Hilchos of Sheish. And this is the order of the six topics that we're going to cover. Just lahoir that the Rambam in the index said that in Sefer Ahava, he's going to speak about mitzvahs. The Rambam writes the word Shehem Tadiros, mitzvahs that are constant. And you're going to see from the following six categories of halachas, the Rambam begins with the mitzvahs that are most constant, to the ones that are the least constant in our action. The first is Kriya Shema. It's the most tadir because we read it twice a day. Tfila, as the Rambam will hold, you have to daven once a day. So that's less. Hilchas Tfila Berchas Koyanim. Hilchas Tfilim Umezuzah V'Sefer Torah. Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Brachas, Hilchas Mila. It fits. There's a whole beautiful sikh in Sikh of the Rebbe in details, pointing out that our action of these six, it's from the most tadir to the least tadir. And we're going to begin with the laws of Kriya Shema. The laws of Kriya Shema, mitzvahs, asei achas, it contains one positive commandment, v'hi, likrois Kriya Shema, pamayim bayoim, twice every day, ubeir mitzvah zu, v'prakam elu, beginning with Perek Rishon, that contains 13 halachas, beginning with halacha aleph. For people who learn Mishnayis, as we all should, just a contrast, the Seder of the Rambam with Mishnayis gives you a glimpse into the greatness of what the Rambam did. And God forbid, this is the Rebbe had his own Seder. But how does the Rebbe begin? It means you have to know so much information prior. He's beginning with the detail. The Rambam begins with the bigger picture, always, with the Seder. Twice every day, you have to read the Shema. And the Rambam is going to describe what it means to read the Shema. What is the Shema? He's going to say it right away in the beginning. But before he describes what is the reading of the Shema, when is twice, at night and in the morning. As it says, in Vos Chanan, in the first parsha of Shema, B'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. B'shach b'cha means, B'sha'ah shederech b'nei yadam shoichen. During the time that people lay down. Generally, people don't lay down during the day. People lay down and sleep during the night. V'zeu layla. And uvekumecha means ubeshah shederech b'nei adam oimdim, when people are getting out of bed. Now understand the huge difference between the shachmecha of kumecha. When a person is going to sleep and when the person is already asleep, in both cases, you can use the words b'shachmecha. B'shachmecha means when I'm going to sleep and when I'm sleeping. The word uvekumecha is only a word that can be used when you are in the process of getting up. When you are already up, you're not rising up. The word hiluch is a lot more appropriate, which is taka why we understand that the Kriya Shema of the night, as the Rambam will say, it really can be the whole night. Elama, like we'll see, until Chatzos laharchik Adam, the Mishnah says Minu Aveda, the Rambam says Minu Pshia. We'll get to that in a moment. But uvkumecha, we're much more limited. We cannot say Shema the whole day. The mitzvah of Shema will be only during the hours that the majority of the people are getting out of bed. Halacha too. Now, what do we read? Umahu koira. Says the Rambam, shalosh parshiyos, the following three parshiyos. And this, the parsha that we call Shema, which is in Bo'ez Chanan, which is Shema and Ve'ahavta. And we taka add the Baruch Shem, as the Rambam will say in a moment. Second portion of parshas Ekev, Bohoyim Shemaya. And then a parshas Vayomer. Now, what is the order of these three portions? Says Rambam, Umagdim and Likris Parshas Shema. Why? Why does that come first? Mipnei Sheyeshba. Because you have in there Yichud Hashem. This is the Rambam Lashitasi, right? The knowing of God is not on Shema. That's Onoichi Hashem Alekeinu. The Yichud Hashem, Achdus Hashem, that's Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. And the love of God and learning Torah. Shehu Ha'ikar HaGadol, what we mentioned, understanding how the world is one with God. Aspiring to have Ahavas Hashem and learning Torah, that's the Ikar HaGadol Shehakol Toloboy. The second portion, which is what we call V'hoya, Sheyesh Ba Tzivoy Al Sha'ar Kol HaMitzvos. That, I know that there are certain specific mitzvahs that are mentioned, but V'hoyim Shemoy is speaking about keeping, listening to all of the mitzvahs. And the third portion has is the portion of tzitzis. Why do we mention V'yomer? Shegam Hi Yesh Ba Tzivoy Al Zechidus Kol HaMitzvos. Since tzitzis is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, the reason why we say Vayomer is because we're mentioning all of the mitzvahs. Now, the problem is the parsha does specify tzitzis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah that's only an obligation of the day. So halacha 3, afal pi she'ein mitzvahs to snaggas ba'layla. Why do we also read it at night? Nepnei she'yesh ba'zichron yitzias mitzrayim, and the obligation to remember the Exodus is both by day and by night. Right? Kol yemei chayecha lohavi halelos. And lohoyer stam, that Pesach is l'sipur yitzias mitzrayim, but zchira is a daily mitzvah. But don't forget, we're mentioning at night, not because zichron yitzias mitzrayim. The ikid is what he wrote in halacha beitz. We mention it in Shema because in Vayomer you have it tzivui al zichiras kol ha-mitzvahs. You can ask Akasha, but since we're focusing on tzitzis, that should exclude it from the night. To counter that, no, you have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That counters the Kasha against tzitzis. But we're not mentioning it. We're mentioning it because you have a tzivui al Zechiras Kol HaMitzvahs. That's important. Well, mitzvah lahaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Ayim of Alaylan, since there is an obligation regarding remembering or mentioning the Exodus, as it says, Laman Tzizkir Esyoyim Tzizchem Mitzrayim, and koil yemei chayecha. That's why we mention it also at night. Ukriyas shalosh parshas elu should be, doesn't have to be, as we'll see, but it should be on this order. And when you read it on that order, this is what we are referring to when we say kriyas shema. Machayeh, there's a mitzvah to kriyas shema by day and by night. Day, and this is what it is. Now, the Rambam has to add something, because if you will only read what we just mentioned, look in Vos Chanan, look in Ekev, you're not going to have the Baruch Shem. So the Rambam says that HaKoyda Kriya Shema, when you're doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so add something to it. Kishuhu Goymer Pasek Rishon, when you finish just the first verse of the first parsha, Oymer Balach HaShay, in her undertone, say quietly, Baruch Shem, Kaveid Malchusay Lo'ilam Ba'ed. And then V'choyze V'koyda Kedarkoy, which is the Ohafta Eis Hashem Alekecha, until the end. Now, V'lam HaKoydin came, because says the Rambam, we have the following tradition that the Shah Shikovats Yaakov Avin was bundled with Mitzrayim, the Shas Misosi, when Yaakov, our grandfather, gathered his children. Sivam Vizerzom al Yichud Hashem. He spoke to them about Achdus Hashem. And the Al Derech Hashem, Sholach Bavram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, as the Rambam described in the beginning of Hilchois, Avodis Kichavim, Bechukas Hagoyim. And then Vishal Oisam Ba'amalahem, he asked his children, Banai, my children, Shema Yesh Bachem Paslus. Paslus means dregs. You know, there's wine, and then there's the maybe someone over here is not accepting this fully. Why did he think so? So there's a medrash that says that, you know, we learned this in Nashi, that Yaakov Dikish Legalis Asakets. And whether Yaakov lost that knowledge or whether he understood, because the Shekhinah departed, that he's not allowed to share that knowledge. Maybe it was because some of them are not the way they should be in the above. Me she'enoi oimet imu b'yichad Hashem, specifically, is there someone here that's not fully acknowledging the unity of God with the world? And we find a similar fear by Moshe Rabbeinu, as we have in the Parshas Nitzavim. This is at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, that Moshe Rabbeinu also asked our grandparents, mi yesh bachem isha isha, right, whose heart is turning away from Achdus Hashem. So they responded and they told and they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Keloimer Shema Mimenu Avinu Yisrael. Lahoyer, that you're not allowed to call your father by his name, right? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No, he was afraid that they're not fully accepting the Achdus Hashem part, the Yichud Hashem, that there's nothing other than God. Pasach Hazaken V'Amar. See, we don't call him Yisrael, because if you would call him Yisrael, then how can they call him Yisrael? He's the Zaken. Pasach Hazaken V'Amar. Baruch Shem Kaved Malchus Elo'ilam Bot. And this is so meaningful, the way you would punkt Hashgacha Pratis. Now we're learning this when we just started Shara Yichud V'Emunah. Because when Yaakov Avinu felt that there might be a certain weakness in Achdus Hashem, he wasn't wrong. And when they told him that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Emes and Emes, because there are many levels of Achdus Hashem.
But it didn't convince him to then, oh, now I can say the king.
I think really is as Yaakov Avinu was telling us, that when a Yid is not on the level of Yehudei Law, using Hasidish words, Yehudei Tatar. Which he was right, Mustama, when he felt maybe someone is not, maybe he was right, not everyone is Shayach to live his whole life on the level of what we call Yehudei Law. But Yehudei Tatar, everyone is Shayach to. So that's what he told him. Lefikach, and since he added this phrase, Mahagul called Yisrael Loima Shevach, Sheshibach, Boy Yisrael Azok and Achar Pasavzeh. The expression of Shvach, when he heard that his children are completely in the belief of Achdus Hashem, we repeat it every day. In other words, why do we say Balachas that Amam is not saying? So that the Gemara tells us that since this is a phrase that the Malachim use, and Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from them, so not to start competing with the Malachim, we say it silently. These are the words we have in the Gemara. But the Rambam is not focusing at all on the Lachash part. Halacha, HaKoyde Kriya Shema. There's another thing. The Gemara also says that what should we do? To say Baruch Shem, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Not to say it, Yaakov Avinu said it. So the solution is to say it Balachash, not to be disrespectful to Moshe. Halacha, HaKoyde Kriya Shema. When you read Shema, then there is a rabbinic enactment to make the brachas prior and post. By Yom Mevarech, two brachas before and one bracha afterwards. At night, we make two brachas before and two brachas afterwards. Says the Rama Malach Avav, what are these blessings? Bracha Rishayna Shalufneo by Yom, Yoytzro Revoyde Choshech. Second bracha prior is Ahav Salem Aftonu. And just to make it clear, even though we're calling them the blessings of Shema, we're not saying Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Likrois Kriya Shema. The content of the bracha, the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, since, as we learned in the end of Mada, that we're supposed to love God. And that comes about when we think about God. But most people cannot just say Shema Yisrael and contemplate and feel the love. You have to think more. More is blameless. So the content of the blessings prior to Shema are certain ideas that will help us reach Avos Hashem. Speaking Aleph about the source of the animal soul, that we're telling the animal soul that our source, which is the Chayis HaKodesh, they love God, they say Kodesh and Baruch. And then when we speak about the fact that God loves us, Kamayim Alpanim Alpanim. And afterwards, we say the bracha that begins with the words, Emes V'yatsev, concluding with Gal Yisrael. U'bracha Rishayin Shalafanah Balaylos, Ma'idav Aravim. Second one prior to Shemat night is Ava Soylem Beis Yisrael Amcho Havto Chulei. Bracha Rishayin Shalachraos, Emes V'emunam. Right, Lahagid Baboykir Chazdecho, light means when things are good. So then there's one level of we see God's emes v'yatzav v'nochem v'kayim v'yoshev. And then even when we can't see all of that, which is why it's called dark, we believe in that. Second brachat night is hashkivein. Halacha 7. Brachat ishenu sholofanel. Now we're going to learn a little bit about the rules of how the chachamim formulated the nusach of the brachas. Now there are two aspects to the brachas. There is the main structure, and we're going to focus in Halacha Zayin on when do we say Baruch Atah Hashem, when don't we say that? In other words, when we make a bracha, Birchas Hanehenen, we only evoke God's name once. In the beginning, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Malach HaOlam, we make the Birchas Hanehenen. Birchas HaMitzvahs, many times also, we only make one Baruch Atah Hashem. Other brachas, like in Kriya Shema, the Birchas HaKriya Shema, we make Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yetzirama Oiris. So we're going to focus on that formulation, and that is something that is essential. Whenever they said to make a bracha in the beginning and at the end, we can't change. If you change any of that, the bracha is not valid. Then there is the text of the bracha proper. There's a little bit more leeway, as we'll see inside over here. Bracha Rishayin Shalofanel, Bein Bayoyim, Bein Balaylo, you have to begin the bracha, Bebaruch, Right? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. That's what it means over here. Not only that, but when you conclude the first bracha, say by day, right? Baruch Ata Hashem Yetzer Hamo'eres. Baruch Ata Hashem Amayir Varov. However, the other brachas only choisim chalachas mevav baruch. They only have a baruch ato Hashem at the end, but ve'elam psicha be'baruch. But they don't begin with a baruch. For rules we're going to learn more later. Here, the rule is that when you have a bracha hasmucha lachaverto, when you say one bracha right after the preceding bracha, the baruch ato Hashem of the preceding bracha also serves as the baruch ato Hashem for the following bracha, which is why you don't have to say it. You are already said it. All of these blessings, we should know that Ezra has Sofer and is based in whom we refer to as the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They enacted them. They formulated them. And the Ein Adam Rishoy Lifchos Mehem, you cannot make them smaller. You can add. You cannot add to them. Meaning that Rambam is focusing on the following. If you have to conclude Baruch Ata Hashem at the end, or in the reverse. Similarly, in the opening of the bracha, like Ahav Asoylam. You don't say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Ahav Asoylam. Then Ein Rishoy Liftoyach. And in the reverse, Makim Shiskinu Liftoyach. The first bracha of the day, the first bracha of the night, Ein Rishoy Shaloy Liftoyach. Klolei Shel Davar. This is the statement. Kol hamishana mimadeya shetovu chacham mebrachos. Anyone who even only deviates, the teva nature means that there is like a form. If you change the form, harei zetoya, you're making a mistake. You might have good intentions, but a mistake meaning the bracha was not valid. V'chozer u'mevarech kamat beyam, and repeat the blessing as the sages formulated that blessing.
There's a scenario that
many people will know. Some people can take it out. I'm saying God's
separately. And you're going to go ahead and lachto.
So then you add it. You also have to say the whole bracha again. You would only, you know, with the Rambam has to speak on both sides. Not all brachas have a chasima. Many brachas have no chasima. He's not speaking about here. He's speaking about in general. Yeah. He's saying that all of the brachas Ezra made and all of the brachas, the most important part, in other words, when do we say, doesn't go to the Nusach HaBrachas. As we'll see, there is a certain amount of Shinoi that if one made, b'di'evad, you're good. That's what the Rambam is trying to say here. Where is it essential in the beginning and at the end? Now, halacha ches. I missed a few lines. And b'chol she'eino emet emes v'yatzad v'shachas, or v'emes v'emunah ba'arvis, lo yotze yedei chavos. In other words, this is not even about the saying Baruch or not Baruch. What happens if a person is going to use the Nusach of Emunah for the day? Or the Nusach of Chesed or Emes V'yatzev and Ach Lekayim? That is also here essential. It's the beginning, the opening. Higdim, now what happens if you change the order? Halacha 8, Higdim Baruch HaShni L'Baruch HaShainam. Bein B'yamim B'laylam, Bein L'Fanel Bein L'Achreel Yotzom. There's a big chiddush here. See, the Rambam didn't say why Ahav HaSoylam does not begin with a baruch, but the reason is, we'll learn later, is because it's a bracha smocha l'chaverta. So think about it. The Rambam says you can't change the nusach of the brachas. Now he's saying another rule that you can if you change the order of the d'yevid your yoitz, which means you're only going to be yoitzem if you began after baruchu Ahav HaSoylam Aftan. One would think that if you change the seder, at least begin with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Ahav HaSoylam, because it's not a smucha l'chaverta. No. You got to keep the nusach. If you change the order, you're yoitz. Why? B'lefisha ein seder b'brachas. Now, guys, there is a seder. It means there is no absolute seder. It's not ascension. It's not ma'akev. Another detail. What happens if b'shachris, you began with the beginning, which is about God forming light, but you concluded not Baruch Ata Hashem Yoitzer HaMa'oidois, but a person concluded by saying Hamadav Aravim. He didn't change the Baruch Ata Hashem. No, that's engraved in stone. By day, Emes V'yatzev, by night, Emes V'mun. Now, there's another type of deviation. He pushed it, he concluded with the wrong conclusion. Because at day, you want to praise God primarily that God created the luminaries because it's light. And at night, that God makes the night. So what we focus here, what's essential is the chasima. So if he made a mistake with the chasima, that means at day he ended with hamayit avaravim lo yotza. But in the reverse, if during the morning he began erroneously with the words hamayit avaravim, as long as he concluded with yotzer oir, he said barachat Hashem alokeinu melech haolam in the beginning. But he spoke about hamayit avaravim. As long as he concluded with yotzer oir, then post facto yotza. Because of the other rule that the main part of the bracha is the chasim of the bracha. Right? And if at night he ended with yotzer oir, lo yotza. But if at night he erroneously began with yotzer oir, as long as v'sim ha'mayit avaravim, yes, yotza. Because of this rule, should call habrachis holchais achar chasim asan. Halacha tes is for Rabbeinu HaKadosh, halacha aleph. That's the first Mishnah. The Rambam is already, the Rambam gave the first eight halachas now to say, Ezehu zman kriya shma balayla. Because that detail, what time should you read the Shema at night? And as we mentioned, the word the shachbacha, that the shachbacha doesn't only mean when people go to sleep, but while a person is sleeping in Lashon HaKodesh, you use the words that he shoychev. You're shoychev b'mita, whether you're going, where you are already sleeping. So when is it? It's from when you begin until when you get up. Mitzvasa, Misha, Mishas, Yitzias, HaKechavim. How great is that? What does Rebbe write? Misha, Sha'akahanam, Nachmasam, Lachal, Betrumas, Milsa, Gavurcha, Kamashmalam. The Rambam doesn't need Milsa, Gavurcha. He's going to speak about that later, about the Kahanam, with Tuma, with Head of Shemesh. Here, from when the stars come out until midnight. However, this midnight is only a rabbinic, and therefore, Ve'im Avar, Ve'iche, if you read it after midnight, as long as you read it before Amud HaShachar, you are Yoitzem. Why? What does the Mishnah say? Min Aveira. That's very important. Now, don't forget that Chilasay, the Pshia, the Seifa Ba'ainas, is also called Pshia. I know that we didn't record it this year around, but when the Rambam spoke about Parai, that for the final five makas, the Rambam doesn't give a number, that God took away his ability to do tshuva, so one can argue he was an oinus. Halachically, no. The Rambam says, since that was a punishment for him hardening his heart for the beginning of the makas, tchilase b'pshia, so even though he could have argued, I'm an oinus, no, you're going to be chayiv. It's a machlekes. I know that. That's the whole word. So the Rambam considers that if you didn't say it for the first half of night, even if at the end you were an oinus, you're a presheya. Say it in the beginning. Halacha yud. Hakodei kriya shma shel arbas. Achas shel amud hashachar. Now listen to this, my friends. If a person read the night shema after amud hashachar, as long as he or she read it before neitzach hama, lo yotza yidei chavasai, but there's an exception. Elam kein hoya onus. Now, the onus is very important, not oinashina. Oinashina means I slept. That's called chilasa b'pshia. Who asked you? Speaking about a person who was shaken. It's considered a bigger oinus. Or a person was very ill, wasn't completely out of your control. V'chayoytze behem. Wow. So if a person, let's say, was sick, let's go to the example, person is very sick, and they had no koyach, and they wake up, but they wake up before the nates. Not only should they read the Shema, they should read the Shema with its brachas, but the only bracha they cannot read is Hashkivenu, because it's already after Amud HaShachar. And just to make something very clear, that since the Chachamim said that when you read the Shema, read them with their brachas, that's the key. You have to read it with their brachas. Halacha Yudal. By day, it's much more limited, because the words Uv kumecha doesn't mean when you are already awake. Uv kumecha means when you are becoming awake, when you're getting out of bed, when the people get out of bed. So the Rambam is very strong in saying that ideally, it's a very short amount of time. Read the Shema connected to Netzach Hama. B'di'eved, if you didn't, post facto, you can read it for the first 3 hours. Mitzvah, she asks, a little bit before the Netzach Hama, a little bit before sunrise. in order Kadesh Yigmar Likrois, for you to have enough time to read the Shema and to read the brachas, which is both the brachas before and the brachas after, to finish the final bracha with the sunrise. How long should it take for you to read Shema with the brachas? Says the Rambam, the Shir Zeh Kamoi Isusha. It's around a tenth or 6 minutes. The Rambam daven with Tzvika over here. No, because think about it. That's quick, even for the way we daven. 6 minutes, that's more or less. When you say every word clearly, and from after Baruch Hu until Shema Nasli, 6 minutes, you should finish the end of the bracha, Kodem Shetal HaShemesh. That's the mitzvah. Now, Im Echad V'Kara Kriya Shema Achar Shetal HaShemesh. If you read the Shema after sunrise, okay, you're Yoitza. Because some people, the wealthy, the bankers, they wake up late. The first 3 hours, B'nai Malach. Sho'inosa Atzoyv Shalosh Shoyz Bayoim, L'misho Avar Ve'echad. The Rambam is emphasized. Well, it's not the time of Shema is the first 3 hours. The Rambam rules it. The Shema is, night is whenever you are asleep. I, people, go to sleep when it gets dark. B'shach b'cha doesn't mean when you go to sleep. It means when you go to sleep, and it means when you are already sleeping. L'chatchila, you can read it the whole night. The Chachamim said midnight. Day is when people get up. People get up right around, right before sunrise. Halacha yudbeitz. Mi shehigdim v'kodek v'yashma shol shachres. What happens if you read the Shema earlier than that? Now, earlier cannot mean before Alois HaShachar, but you read it from Alois HaShachar. And we just learned in the previous halacha that if someone was an oines, they can read the night Shema after Alois HaShachar. So that is a period of time that fits both with the B'shach B'cha, B'di'evet, and B'di'evet, it fits with the Uva Komach. If you read it, even though it means that you davened 6 minutes, or even if you davened it longer, you finished it way before Netzachama, post facto, your yoitz. Now, the Rambam wants to say that there are certain circumstances where it's not post facto. There are certain circumstances which are called bidyevet circumstances that you should lechatchila read it earlier. That is, if you're going on a trip, and you know that near Netzachama, you're going to be already traveling. And we're going to learn in the next Pedik that you can even read the Shema while you're traveling. You should stop for the first Shema Yisrael. But it's much better for you to daven prior to you setting out on your journey. So the Rambam writes, "B'shas adchak," keep going. "Shayamashkim latzis laderech," and you're going to be already 15, 20 minutes before the Netz. You're already on your journey. So here, lechatchila, read it before you get you leave your house. As long as it is Amud HaShachar. Because you're going to concentrate. So the concentration will trump the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to finish the bracha afterwards with Netzachama, what we call Vasik. Final Allah Yukimel, Hakoira Achar Sholosh is Bayoim. Now, just like the Rambam wrote, the beginning, Lachatchila Koidem Netzachama, B'di'evid from after Alois HaShachar. There is no Kishayakad here in the Rambam. Now, what's the end time? 3 hours, not the in clock hours, but what we call shoiz manias. Hakoyda achar shalosh shoiz bayoyim. Even if you were complete anus, the Rambam says liyotzi dey choyves kriyash ma bayinos. The mitzvah reading Shema, it's time you missed. Elama ela hareu kakoyda batoyno. You're doing the mitzvah reading Torah now. Unless the person now erroneously think, if I'm not getting the mitzvah of saying Shema, so it's only like a kakoyda batoyno. Why should I make the birchas kriyash Shema? No, you should make the Birchas Kriya Shema. Still, umavarech lefaneh olachra kol hayoim. Afilu echad v'kara achar shalashoyz. And let's go back to what the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. Again, the Nusach HaBrocha is not a shekin deshanu v'mitzvayis v'tzivon on likris Kriya Shema. If that would have been the Nusach HaBrocha, then you would not say it. Because since if you read it after three shos manios, you're not getting the mitzvah, you can't make the Birchas classical ha-mitzvahs. Birchas Kriya Shema is a separate category. In order to feel the love of God, it's not enough for us just to contemplate for one moment at Hashem Echad. Not everyone is going to feel the love. We learned that in the last chapter in Hilchos Teshuvah. It takes many, many years. You have to be mizbanin more time. It's more about guided meditations, the first two brachas, about the greatness of God and about the source of the animal soul and about the way God loves us. So whenever you read the Shema, we want for you to think about that. Even if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of reading Shema. Pedek Sheni, the second chapter, today's third chapter of Rambam, has 17 halachas.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question on that?
Sure.
today, if we say Krishma in the morning to make sure that you say it before Zman Krishma, and then you're davening Shacharis later, like Shabbos Yom Tov, we don't say Birchas Krishma with that Krishma. At least, I don't think so.
No,
we
don't.
Say it on its own.
No,
it sounds like from the Rambam that you have to have Birchas Krishma when you say Krishma.
So like this, Shuki is giving, he's not, we're not going to answer your question, Danny, but just Lahoy, that when a person davens Maitiv early, right, like when whenever we choose to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, we can side with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, right, when we do that, and we say the Shema, when do we say the Birchas Kriya Shema in the Tefillah? Even though we're Mechoyev to repeat the Shema, and when we repeat the Shema later, we don't say Birchas Kriya Shema. At least there's a consistency, Danny. Your point is still, I don't have an answer to your point. But you see that once they made it part of the prayer, when you're davening, say the Birchas Kriya Shema. If it's out of prayer, then just say the Shema. Maybe to word it differently, that when a Yid, let's say, is going to get up early Shabbos morning and they're going to learn a lot of Chassidus, the problem is you can't eat anything before you say the Shema. But if not for that, maybe learn first a Maimon, be Mizboinen, read the Shema, and then have your mezoinus varon davenin. Okay, good. Perek Sheni. Is Perek Sheni has 17 halachas, and we're going to learn about. Let's go. Hakoida eshema v'lekivin libe kavana. This perek is about kavana, and really that there are different types of kavana, and there are different parts of the kriya shema. In some of them, the higher level of kavana is essential, and in the other ones, it's ideal, but it's not essential. It's not ma'akev. So hakoida eshema v'lekivin libe v'pasekrishin. A person was not concentrating, he did not have intention when they read the first pasuk in the first parsha, which is Shema Yisrael. This is ma'akev lo yotzi yedei chavosin. One did not fulfill one's obligation. But when it comes to having kavana during the rest of the Shema, after the fact, even if lo yikivin libay, the person was not properly concentrating, yes, the person was yotzi. In other words, since the first Shema's opening is about what we will call Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. You're not Mekabal Oil Malchus Shemayim if that's not your intent. You're reading the Shema, but you're not being Mekabal. Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim is a pure Chayvus Halavavus. So you have to have your heart with you. You have to be concentrated. And Afilo Hayakoyd about Tayyid Kedarkoy in reverse. On one hand, you have to have Kavana. On the other hand, if a person was reading in the Torah, you're learning Chumash, or you're a proofreading. You have a Sefer Torah, someone has a Chumash, you're just making sure that every word in the Torah is written correctly. But when you read, I'm reading this anyways now. Now is the time to read the Shema. Now, obviously, this person is not reading it with the brachas. So he's not fulfilling the rabbinic adding of the brachas. But as long as the person had intent when he read those words, that the Herzachain, the Jew in me, that Hashem Elokeinu and the world is godliness, and God is the world, you write the achdus of the Baal Shem Tov, your Yoitzah. But for who should keep a leave of a Pasuk Rishon? Halacha Beis. Kol Adam Koidin Kedarko. Another halacha. Since the Torah uses the words B'shach B'chov Kumecha, Chazal learned that B'shach B'chov Kumecha not only tells you this man, but it tells you that there isn't a specific way. We're speaking about, do you have to be standing? Do you have to be sitting? Do you have to be laying? The way you are, you can read it. Whether they're standing, whether they're walking, whether they're laying down, whether they're riding on an animal. Elama, there are certain limited positions that's considered very disrespectful. For us, if a person is mutal, if a person is laying down, face down, or the opposite, a person is laying on his back, upon of Lamaila. So aside of the fact that the Rambam spoke before in Sefer Mado, that these are b'chlal not positions in which a person should sleep in, but in the context of reading the Shema, it's considered gaivadik, to be talking to God, not Kabbalah Selmachu Shemaim in that position. However, but if you're laying down, like we mentioned, you may be laying down, lay on your side, which is the ideal position b'chlal to lay down in. However, like the Gemara gave stories of great Amiraim, that they were very large people and they couldn't lay on their sides. The imhoy bal basar harbe, if a person is very obese, then he cannot roll to his side. Never. Or if a person is ill, as long as you lean a little bit to your side, then you can read it. Halacha 3. Now, we mentioned that you are allowed to be walking. But we also mentioned in Halacha Aleph, there's something unique about the first pasuk. So the Rambam says that if you are walking while reciting the Shema, stop. Don't sit, stand, but stop. And then you can read the remaining, even of the first parsha, while you are walking. Another detail, if a person is sleeping, so there's two steps. Metzaranoisai is when someone wakes you up, they are afflicting you. But as we all know, you can be woken up, you are afflicted, but you're not fully awake. So there's two steps. First you metzayer them, and then you fully wake them up. Umairanoisai. For what? For the first pasuk, because you have to have kavan. What about not for the first pasuk? Be metzayer them, but you don't have to wake them up. That's what the mekan ve'elach im al nas tishinoi ein mitzaren oisai. Forget, you're not mitzayer. I take it back. It's the opposite. You're not mitzayer them to fully wake them up. There's waking a person up, but they're not fully in pain because they're half asleep. And then you mitzayer them. They'll get up. So both steps is for the first pasuk. Everyone, all of the noisai kelim amr daik, that Amram doesn't say you don't wake him up. It just says you're not mitzayer him. That you allow him to read it with not that much kavanah. We all have that with young kids. The first cry, and this they woke you up, but as long as in your mind it's her turn, it's his turn, you don't feel the tzad. The tzad is, oh my God, I gotta get out of bed. That's what a first boss.
This person's reading in his sleep just beforehand.
So this person was not, Rabbi Chaim, this person is not reading the brachos. So in other words, you're not yoitze, the takanas chazal of reading it in birchoisel, but at least say the Shema. I want to be practical. If a person, they were the habrengin, and it was not, but the person was shaken.
Even pasukrisha is yes,
no, no. But for the pasukrisha, chop him by the pajamas and like get him up, and then after that, let him just do the best he could. Even though he's laying down, he's just being. That's the bottom. That's the minimum. Halacha now, misho oisik b'malacha. A person is working. Mafsik, he has to stop his hands working. Now here it's interesting. It's even though we began by saying that this level of kavana is pasuk rishon, but here we're going to learn about something that if a person is saying the Shema not while walking, which is not as bad, which is why you can walk from v'ahavta, you can walk. Pasuk rishon, by the way, includes baruch shem. But when a person is working and you're going to be saying it while you're working, it makes the reading, Chazal said it, it's called Kriyas Arai. It's called, you're out of here reading it in a haphazard way. Here, they want you to stop working for the first entire parsha. Even though you can have Kavana. In other words, you're not going to be Mechavan on your work. You can have Kavana on your Shema, but don't do it while you're working for the first parsha. The Chayn Ha'umanim, Hu'amanim, just to know, the difference between Oisik B'Malacha and Umanim is, Oisik B'Malacha is if you are an entrepreneur. It means you work for yourself. You work for your kids. A umanim is you're working for another person. There's a higher level of responsibility because if he's paying me to work per hour, I have to be careful not to waste his time, so to say. Even a umanim should be bottled from the work on the first parsha. Because you don't need kavana fully for the whole parsha, only for the first pasuk. Oh, kedei shalei tehei kriyas an arai. Yet walking and speaking is not as bad as working and saying the Shema. The Hasha'or, Koyrev, who Kedarkoy, who Isaac the Malachtoy. Another detail. Now we're going back. Afilo, Hoyo, Oymed, Beresha, Ilan, Beresha, Koysel. You might think that for the Kavan, especially for the first Pasik, you have to go down. You don't have to go down. You can be on top of a tree, on top of the wall. As long as you're not working while, you're not walking while, you can stop there, but you don't have to walk down. And that's especially true if you are working for someone else, you're not allowed to go down because you're wasting their time. And I think the Mishnah says the words that halacha 5. If a person is learning Torah and the Giyazman Kriya Shema says that Rambam poisik b'koyda stop, Talmud Torah connected kulam. But Talmud Torah ain't zman kavua. Reading the Shema, right? It's a mitzvah she'i av shalas is alei de'achin. We already had that before. And another detail which is important, that Torah to Shema is not considered a real interruption of the Torah. So unlike, we'll speak this out in a moment, when a person is doing something that's not God-related directly, then sometimes we say, finish what you're doing and then read the Shema. By Torah, stop right away. Or it's Higiyas Man Krishma, as we learned. So it's 6 minutes before the Nates, according to the Rambam, you're learning Torah, stop and daven. Even though you can argue, no, let me finish the Maimer, and I'll daven after Nates, not according to the Rambam. Torah, stop. Another thing, if a person is involved in what we call Sarchei Rabim, in any type of communal affair, the person affairs, working for the tzibur, don't interrupt. Not only don't interrupt, that Rambam writes, Ela in Yigmar this game, if you finish your communal work at the time, then read if there is still time. And if there isn't time, that means it's after Shalosh Shoyz Bayayim, so be it. Because the Chazal learned, remember, Uvalech Tochava Derech, that your obligation is if you are Bederech Sholcha, if you're doing your own, if you are already walking in a communal affairs, then Tzorchei Tzibur trumps reading Shema. Halacha
va. Are these halachas referring to Netzach Hama?
The Rambam holds the Netzach, the Rambam writes by Hifzik for Netzach Hama. And by Tzorchei Tzibur, not even if it's the end of three. Minakotz alakotz. Halacha va, hoy oisik b'achila, not toida. If you are eating, or if you are in the bathhouse, or if you're in the middle of getting a haircut, or if you're tanning hides, or if you're in the middle of rendering a judgment, and you have to add a caveat, and you started these activities when you were allowed, because sometimes, if it's already within the half an hour, don't even begin. You began it better. You don't have to stop. So that if Goymer, first finish your if meal, and then read the Shema. Wow. Again, by Talmud Torah, we don't say, finish learning the Maimer, finish learning the Daf, finish learning the Pedic. We don't say that. Because stopping from Torah to Kriya Shema is not called a real hefsik from Torah. It's considered I'm serving God. Eating is stopping. You're stopping. You're not mechayev to make a real hefsik if you have enough time to finish the meal and to get your Shema. But I'm going to miss Nates, but I might even miss the 3 hours. Then you have to stop. Wow. Halacha zayin.
It's only meshuvah.
So l'chayra it means for Nates, because that's why it's meshuvah.
You're worried that the whole 3 hours
have
passed.
Yeah, but the question is, should Hadez means that this is a scenario where you're not mechuyev. It's just Hadez and Meshubach.
Then the 3 hours would have said, you have to stop.
That's why I think this is going back to the Nates. By the Nates. The Zman Krishma for the Ramam is the Nates. Halacha Zayin. Mishiyar Adlitboel, if a person has a tumah, and they're going to the mikvah. And again, the Rambam holds Man Kriya Shema is Nates, or really to word it betterly, to begin the blessing prior 6 minutes before Nates. So a person went into the mikvah. If you are able to go to the mikvah, to get dressed, then of course, Yalav Iskasa V'yik. But since Man Shema, Rabbi Chen, it's all about the Nates, since Man Shema is Nates, Im Oy Misyari Shema Tonet Sachama Kodim Sheyikra. So instead of, like we said before, Hadez and Meshubach, and if you missed it, it doesn't matter because you're still reading it within the time. Here, in the water, read the Shema. Yiskase b'mayim u'oymet b'hem b'yikra. With a detail that for a man in the water, there's certain halachas. A person is considered uncovered, and therefore, you have to make sure the waters have to be what we call mikvah waters, you know, for men's mikvah waters, dirty. Not that dirty, but dirty enough that you can't see through. Lo yiskasa, but you can't be miskasa b'mayim haroyim, sherei chomra. No, that's not. Not in water that was used to soak flax that has another type of bad odor. But you can't be in mayim tzulula. You can't be in see-through waters. It's for a man, because shemei p'nei sheil vasiniris b'hem. So what should you do? Which means murky waters. The perfect mikvah doesn't smell bad. You get used to things. It's just murky. And then there's no issue with tznius. When a person, while the person is reciting the Shema, don't make gestures, not with your eyes, not with your lips. You're not being mafsik speaking, but you're making hand signals or mouth signals. Don't make a motion with your fingers. Because doing any of that means that your Shema is a Ta'arai. You're not in it. You're doing two, don't do two things at the same time. You can't do Shema on something else. Kedei Shulei Tehei Kiriyosei Arim. Dei Masa came. Afo Pish Yotzi Yedei Chavasai. But that person is Meguna. It's not nice. Another din. V'tzarech Lahashmiya Lo'ozni Kishuhu Kaira. Your ear should hear what you're reading. V'im Lo Yishmiya Lo'oznai. And if you did not hear what you're reading, you're Yotza. I want you to know that the Rambam, right, and that's the way the Sfardim Paskin also, it even means if they didn't verbalize it at all. Because there's two steps in not hearing. One is you b'chlal didn't say it. One is, even though you said it, you didn't hear, like in an airplane. Do we understand that Rambam is saying that b'diyavet, if you only thought the words of Shema, you're yoitz. And another din, v'tzarech l'dagdik bo'oisi yoisav. You have to enunciate the letters and the words clearly. And if you did not enunciate it clearly, then the imloy digdate, you will be yoitza. And l'choyda, one is connected to the other. Because if you only have to, if you're yoitza by thinking it, so even though you didn't pronounce it clearly, but you were thinking them clearly, you just didn't come out clearly. Now the Rambam is going to explain what's this loy digdek. How should you lachatchila be medagdek? What's
two halves of this halacha? Seems like it's two different things.
There are two different things. I just think that one is connected to the other. In other words, the reason why I'm loy digdek, if you have to hear
even before that about the maguna making kriyas arai.
Yeah. It's also connected. Oh, it's the proper way of reading it is to say it. It devalues it when you're not listening to it. It devalues it. It doesn't use the word. It's not maguna, but you're yoitz. There's different levels.
If you're working, that's okay.
Yeah. No. Not for the first part. Not for the first parsha. Here for the whole Shema. Okay. Halacha 9. What's? Give me examples of properly being the didik. Number one, yishmar. Be careful. Shaloi yarpe hechazik v'leyachzik haraf. So there are certain letters that could be pronounced with the strong dagesh or without the dagesh, beis and beis, right? How do we say vidibarta? Bum. Saying vidibarta vum is you were not in the dagdeg properly. Or veloyaniach hanod veloyonid hanach. So the shvanach and shvanod. Nach is when the shva is silent. I'll give you an example. One of the beautiful things in the Siddur Tehillas Hashem, people don't appreciate this, open up any Siddur Tehillas Hashem, and whenever there's Shva, on top of that letter, there's going to be a star or there won't be a star. A star means that it's going to be a Shva that should be Nod. Should be a moving Shva. It should be a pronounced Shva. Like, B'chol Levav V'cha. You'll see. B'chol Levav V'cha. Nafshecha. Not the Vey, nor the Vey's has a Dagesh on top. So, properly is to know b'chol levav v'cha and not b'chol levavcha, and a b'chol nafshecha, not b'chol nafshecha. And if you flipped it, you're yoitza, but it's not ideal. Lefikach tzarech litet, and lefikach, since lefikach doesn't go on the shvanach shvanot, lefikach doesn't go on the beis or veis, it goes on that you should try to be medagdik. So another area where you should try to be medagdik, tzarech litet nevach minat vakim. Then when you have two words juxtaposed one to the other, and the final letter of word one ends with the same letter, which begins word two, make a separation. The lamed of b'chol to the lamed of levavcha. Ideally, make a break, because it's two lameds, not one lamed. But if you didn't make a break, again, you're yoitz, because you saw them, because in your mind it was two words. And then, or then you have the mem of Meheda. Hakonof, psil. Now here it's amazing, because you would think that since the hakonof is a fey soifis and psil is a pay, but since he already said that vidieved, your yoitzo also, hakonof, you could have said psil. Hakonof psil, it can be make a break. And another area where you have to be mikdagdik is when you say the words tizkiru. If you don't make a lot of effort, then instead of the zayin, it's going to be a sin, and they have different meanings, because tizkar means to remember. Sin means schar. So that's a whole different word. But tzarech levai zayin shal tizkiru. Another day. But tzarech laharech b'dalot shel echad. You should, it's very difficult. You should elongate the dalot of echad. Now, it doesn't mean to say echad, they're not allowed to do that. You can't repeat the dalot. But schlep out any letter like that is very difficult, but elongate it. Because during that word, you should have in mind that God is a king. That we don't have that. We have Shemaim of Aretz is the Ches, the Zion that came in the Aretz. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that by the Dalid, by the letter Dalid of Echad, that's where you are fully integrating the real Achdus Hashem, that the whole world is one with God. And another din, don't chop the Ches, meaning if you're going to elongate the Aleph and shorten the Ches, it's going to sound like Eichad, Nish one, God forbid. The opposite of what you're trying to say. So the Ches and the Aleph should be properly proportioned. Don't say the Ches too quick. That's especially if you say the Aleph too long. Kadesh lo yekoyim at Eichad. Halacha 10. Koyda adem ha-shema b'chol lasha, and you are allowed to read the Shema in any language that you understand. It doesn't need to be in the Holy Tongue. And however, if you read it in another language, use the words correctly. In other words, you have to have the proper word, corresponding word. And also, and you should enunciate that language. Hamafreya means out of order. And we're going to see there are many types of out of orders, and the Rambam is going to specify what is he referring to. Out of order, you're not yoitzen. What does it mean, out of order? Out of order means that in one parsha proper, you're reading the psukim out of order. That's not okay. Like you mentioned, and then you said, that's when you're not yoitzim. That you're not yoitzim if you rearrange the order of the psukim in one parsha. But if you actually mention one parsha before the other, even though the Rambam explained there's a rhyme and a reason, but you went out of that order, afalpi, that you should not have done it. Look at the words of the Rambam, ani oimer. The Rambam uses these words whenever this halacha is not written explicitly anywhere in any part of Torah Shebaal Peh. So he needed to extrapolate, and he came to the conclusion that you're yoitzim. Why? Since they're not together in the Torah, b'diavad you're yoitzim. Kara pasik v'chazak karei pam shenia. If you read a pasik twice, but you finished the pasik, and then you read the whole pasik again, that's called Meguna. Kara mila achas ukfala, word, and you repeated the same word. For example, Shema, Shema, then it's worse than Meguna. You tell the person to be quiet, especially Shema, Shema, because it looks like you're being makabel two malchiyos. Halacha yud beis. Koran sirugin, if you read it intermittently, which means you read a pasuk and you took a break, how big? According to the Rambam, even enough time that you would have been able to finish the whole Shema. Yatsa. Filo shabin sirugin said, kula yatsa. As long as you follow the right order, if you read it while you're drowsy, here again, you're not fully awake, but you're not sleeping, you're yatsa other than the first pasuk. That's what we were dying before. Halacha you give it. If you have a doubt, not only do you have to read it again, but if you don't know whether you read the whole thing with the brachas, you have to read it again with the brachas prior and post. That's very important. Even though birchas kriyas shema is midraban. And normally, Sufik Bracha is Lahaka. But over here, since the Chazal said that read the Shema with the Brachas, you have a doubt if you read the Shema, automatically you have to read it with the Brachas. But that's what I'm amurim if you don't know whether you read everything or not. If you know for sure you read the Shema, you only have a Sufik whether you said it with the Brachas, which is exactly what Daddy pointed out before. We're going to daven after this month, Shabbos. So you read the Shema without the Brachas. You read the Shema. You don't remember whether you davened or not. Then you don't repeat the brachas because then the suffix is only on the brachas. Then if a person read and all of a sudden they realize, oops, something is wrong. I don't know where I'm up to. Where am I up to? I got off the track. Go back to the place where you made the mistake. Go back to where you made a mistake. Because I'm reading things wrong. No, you don't have to go back to the beginning. I know for sure that the first parsha I read properly. Somewhere in the middle of the second parsha, all of a sudden, I'm saying words. I know I made a mistake. Go back. What happens if a person doesn't know where they're up to? They don't know which parsha they completed, which parsha they still need to complete. So go back to the beginning. Now, guys, we're not going to say go back to the Shema because Shema, you need to have Kavanah. You won't have such a doubt on Shema. But since you don't have to have that level of kavana, shaykh you not to know. Halacha yudal. What happens if there's a mistake in the middle of a pedik and you don't know which pasuk you're up to? Go back to the beginning of that pedik. For example, a person is saying the words uchesaftam and he stops. The same word with the digduk is the same in the first and the second. Ukshartam is not, right? Parsha Rishon ukshartam. Parsha Shini ukshartem. You're not going to make that mistake. But ukshartam, you don't know where you're up to. Any day, ukshartam from Shema. Or the ukshartam of Em Shemaya. Then to cover it out, go back to the ukshartam of the Shema. In the stopically, achar shakar laman yirbi yamechem. If you are already saying, your lips are saying the words, laman yirbi yamechem, then you don't have to go back. Because we say, sha'al hergel l'shoynehu oilach. And the fact that you went from Uchsaftam to Laman Yirbu, you did it right. Halacha tezvav, toyokoyde, if you're reading the Shema, and you met other people or other people met you. In other words, other people approached you. So like this, if you are in the middle of Pedic, Lepedic, as the Rambam will describe here in this Pedic, what that means, then not only may you respond to them, you are allowed to interrupt, and you may initiate by greeting them. Now, why would you do that? Ooh, because there are certain people that you're chayef to greet. Your father, your Rebbe, and that trumps the interruption. Or anyone who's greater than you in Chacham. So not only should you make an interruption by greeting them, furthermore, if anyone else greeted you, respond to them. However, if you are in the middle of a parsha, again, as we'll explain what that means, then like this, you don't greet your father, you don't greet your Rebbe. You only have to initiate greeting someone from whom you are afraid that if they'll get insulted because they will be affronted by you not greeting them, they can hurt you, which will be a king or a mafia person, or, you know, a anos. But people that you talk after me, mechabed, like your father, your rebbe, no. Then you cannot initiate. But if they gave you shalom, then you should interrupt, even in between a pedik, and respond to them. And now the final halacha is, okay, what is Bein HaPrakim? What's Be'em Sahapedek? Be'elim Be'em HaPrakim in Bracha Rishon L'Shniyah. We're putting Shema and Bracha Shema all in the same pot over here. Between the first and the second Bracha, even though we're not beginning with Baruch, because it's a Bracha, Smucha L'Chaverta, but it's called Bein HaPrakim. And if you make a hefsek, you don't add your own Baruch HaTa Hashem. Kala Mashanah Mimad Be'a Toya. Bein Shniyah L'Shema, but you know what? Not between Hashem Alekechem and Emes V'yatzit. That not. Bein aprakim o'elu shoyel m'pnei ha'kovod o'meishu shalom ha'chaladam. Abol bein v'yoyim el Emes V'yatzit. Hanei ze ke'em sahapedek. V'lo yafsik el olisho m'pnei ha'yira u'la hashiv m'pnei ha'kovod. Because since there is a pasuk that says that Hashem Elekim Emes, so even though in the Torah, the word Emes is not written there. Emes V'yatzav, Emes V'muna is the beginning of the Bracha Rishoyna after Kriya Shema, but we want to juxtapose Hashem Elekechem with the word Emes to the point it's considered Mamish Be'emsa HaPedek, and God willing to be continued.
If you stop, then you continue from the...
Then you continue from where you stop. You don't have to go back. Very good. This is on the Kriya Shema.